This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
In one corner, consumers. In the other, inflation. This holiday shopping season, they will do battle. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Many of us will start today with holiday shopping on our minds. Also on our minds, prices. Inflation is still high, but consumers appear mostly unfazed. The people who make a living tracking these things say retail sales will be relatively strong this year. Marketplace's Nova Sappho joins us to talk about it. Morning, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
So one of the biggest questions going into this holiday shopping season has to be, will consumer spending outpace inflation, or is it going to be more of a wash, or worse?
Or worse. Well, the answer depends on who you ask. There's a range of forecasts, everything from consumer spending being down a bit, if you account for higher prices, to being essentially flat. Now, the National Retail Federation is expecting sales growth between 6 and 8% this holiday season. Now, annual inflation, though, is currently at more than 7.5%. So, you know, do the math. It does sound like at best we're likely to have a flat season. But for perspective on that, we spoke with Andrew Lipsman. He's a retail analyst at Insider Intelligence.
Consumers have money in their pockets. I think there has been a lot of doom and gloom about the holiday season. But because the labor market is strong and consumers have seen wage increases, they do have money to spend this season. So consumer demand, all things considered, is actually fairly healthy.
Yeah, and considering the threat of recession, which still hangs over the economy, Sabri, retailers likely are going to be quite happy with a fairly healthy assessment of the holiday season.
Yeah. Well, so retailers are expected to do okay. How about us? What are we going to get? Better deals? Get more for our money? Nothing?
How about all of that? There's one very interesting prediction about this. It comes from Deloitte Insights, which says consumers will likely spend a bit more than they did last year, but they'll get fewer items, going from 16 to 9 this year. And that means that there's likely to be more bargain hunting going on. That could bode well for Black Friday today and Cyber Monday. One of the cautionary signs, though, is that people are relying more on credit cards and buy now, pay later programs. And another cautionary sign, this one for retailers, because if people are buying fewer items, Sabri, retailers could get stuck with extra inventory. And that's something they've already been struggling with, to clear inventories.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
83% of consumers say it is a bad time to buy a house. That's what the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey showed this week. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains why.
Americans believe now is a really terrible time to buy a home, according to Joanne Hsu, who directs surveys of consumers at the University of Michigan.
It's primarily on the basis of high prices, but recently, on top of the high prices, consumers are not feeling very good about rising interest rates.
Mortgage rates are now hovering around 7%. Hsu says low supply has also turned Americans sour on the housing market. But the reality on the ground isn't quite so negative, says Jonathan Miller, president and CEO of Miller Samuel Real Estate Appraisers.
2021 was a rocket ship. So we're comparing this supercharged market that in many local markets doubled year over year with huge surges in activity. And we're comparing against that.
Miller says the housing market is still holding its own, historically speaking, even if activity is slowing down. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
There is a new currency that's gaining popularity in a few states, and it is tied to gold. In fact, it has gold in it. The company that makes these bills says it's trying to make it easier to buy and resell gold. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports.
It's more about the artwork.
Rick Russell is showing me around his store in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Picture a typical pawn shop with glass cases full of collectibles and coins.
Gold, silver, platinum, palladium if it ever comes in.
And behind the register, a sign that says Goldback sold here. A company called Goldback manufactures these bills that it says have small amounts of gold in them. Selling them is a new venture for Russell, who's seen a recent uptick in people who want precious metals.
There's a lot of people that are preppers here that are just preparing for the worst, right?
The problem is, if you have an ounce of gold worth over $1,700, it's pretty hard to break that down and spend it at a store. Kevin Mills is vice president of sales and marketing for Goldback.
When you're making a Goldback, you're having that transparent layer of plastic or polymer, and you're just laying atom by atom the gold onto that until it's exactly 1,000th of an ounce.
Mills says he's printing millions in Goldbacks every month and still can't keep up with demand. Russell sells me a bill worth about $20.
I just happen to have a pristine brand spanking new one.
It has a cowgirl and horse etched onto it. Goldback says it uses anti-counterfeit measures. The company started in Utah in 2019 after the state legislature made it easier to buy and sell them there. Now, Goldbacks are issued in four states. Goldback has maps with more than 600 small businesses in Utah, New Hampshire, and Wyoming that it says accepts them. That includes candy stores and chiropractors. But are Goldbacks a good idea for consumers? Cornell economics professor Ishwar Prasad studies currencies.
By and large, gold has limited ability to serve as an inflation hedge. It too tends to be affected by macroeconomic variables.
The price of gold has fallen over the past year, and to get a gold back, you pay a hefty premium. And, of course, they aren't accepted everywhere. The vending machine at my office spat it back out. In Cheyenne, Wyoming, I'm Will Walkie for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.